Why do you like me? Give yourself to me. What? So
easy. And it comes so easy. Kia ora, ko Winona toku ingoa. I am Winona, and this is a discussion on my new project, Thank Me Later 2021 to 2024.
This release is a bit different than the straightforward type album we usually discuss here on Long Player. So to start, could I get you to tell us the story of this collection?
In 2021, I was, you know, younger than I was now. I was graduating drama school. I was in my graduating year at Toi Whakaari. And I was just making music that I really liked. And for a long time, I had never properly, really professionally released anything before. And I was making songs with some of my friends, and I just had an instinct to stop waiting for the right time to release music and to just do it. And ironically, I had this whole plan for, releasing this music. I called it Thank Me Later. It's been the name the whole time. And I had the cover planned out, and then I spent 3 years trying to finish it. I just kept adding songs and kept taking away beats, and at the end of it, in this year, I had finally finished all of the songs, you know, featuring my friends, and some of them were recorded a long time ago and some of them now, and so I just went, this is the right time. And it's sort of named Thank Me Later, you know, on purpose, because it's taken me this much time that I'm able to, like, thank my younger self for, creating these songs. And they're really just a time capsule of what my music sounded like sort of in between 2021 and 2024, and it's my first release, you know, as a solo artist, you know, primarily being a producer. It's like my offering of stuff that have just been sitting on my laptop for too long.
What is it?
Well, I can't sleep. I can't fall asleep.
Well, count sheep then, Ernie.
Count sheep? What do you mean, count sheep?
I mean, just lie there and count sheep. Imagine them one at a time until they get so sleepy you just fall asleep, okay?
I think track two, Now You Know, featuring Pray for Albie, my friend Albert. I think I made that in January or February of 2021. And I remember making that beat and thinking, this is what the song's going to sound like. And then, yeah, getting it recorded probably in my, I think it was my flatmate Hunter's closet at the time, in my flat in 2021 in Wellington. That was maybe the earliest I remember clicking like a song together and knowing who I wanted to rap over it as well, because it really defines the kind of sound of the beats I was making at that time, which is very like J Dilla, Slum Village era J Dilla probably. Yeah, real minimal, and the sample, I don't even remember what it is, but it's just like a couple piano keys and some drums. And it was like quite a simple beat. I think that's the earliest I can recall. I can name way more times I've sat down and tried to find samples and failed than I have, you know, succeeded. Like, it's sample digging is like it's obviously like an art form that's like steeped in a lot of hip hop history. I think I've tried to find samples in just about any way I can. Like, I remember watching, probably was it Scratch, the documentary Scratch, and thinking like record digging is the only way to find samples. And you know, record digging is expensive, especially these days. So digging is a good way to find samples, but it's also like quite limiting. Because if you go out of your way to buy records to find samples, you might not find anything, or you might spend money on a record that you thought was really good and then you try. So I look for samples just about anywhere. But yeah, looking for rare stuff. And one thing I used to do was find tracks that producers I admired sampled, and then find different albums by that artist. Yeah, I just look everywhere. But video game soundtracks has definitely been a recent one for me. I think that's a good trove.
Not true.
Ernie. An hour on this lake and not one bite.
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the fishes?
Well, they're down there, Bert.
I've never been, like, totally accepting of only one kind of music creating, like, ideology. Like, obviously, incredible people have made amazing music that approach it in totally different ways. Sophie did an interview, the producer and DJ Sophie, and she said that creating new music is like new sounds is an underrated way to create music. And even though I agree, I think that sample-based and taking collaging your music from a myriad of influences, I think that's just how I like to make music personally.
Hello, Pepper the Patty. This is Chuck. Chuck Brown.
Hi, Chuck. Boy, am I glad you called. Remember that short stuff of yours called Snoopy? He's still here. Man.
Take these words home and think it through.
Funky on the track. Represent.
We go 1, 2, 3 to the fourth.
As I just do my thing.
I would say 90% of the time, if I've made a beat or a song, it's been on my own in my bedroom. Like, I've always been a bedroom producer, somewhere comfortable with a cup of tea. That's probably my flow state. When I was at drama school, they had a recording studio there. So track 4 and the last track we recorded there with Roy. And yeah, honestly, if I'm not at my house, then I'm probably at someone else's house. So it's usually just any space that I feel comfortable where people don't mind. Because I think sometimes I make the beat without headphones and then I mix it later. So it's coming out of my laptop speakers. Yeah, just anywhere I can feel comfortable. And usually that's just my own space or my own house.
Well, I don't know. It's I really just do the music, you know what I'm saying? To keep it pure from the heart, you know what I mean? I guess it depends on how much money it's making, whether it gets categorized as underground or mainstream, you know? At this point, we'll just keep it raw. And right now, it's categorized as underground, but I'm sure as it picks up, it's going to pass that line, that 500,000 mark or whatever it is. So it's just all going to matter how many records you sell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's raw, it's raw. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It was a sample that I thought just instigated a beginning, and also sounds like the sun coming up. So I thought about reworking it to be in a more upbeat beat and have people rap over it. Didn't really work out. And then no sample, vocal sample or anything I could put over the top of it worked. And then I found the speech from the end, from a movie. I found the sample of Winona Ryder speaking, and it's no mistake that my name is Winona. My artist name is Winona, so that was why that sample's in there. So it just worked, and it makes sense. And I think I probably made it in one sitting and then never touched it until I needed to export it. Pray for Albie is the alias of Albert Latailakipa. He's a friend of mine from drama school. He was in a show that we made together called Flames in 2021. I've worked with him a couple times, and he's an extremely talented writer, actor. I think he's one of the funniest actors I've ever had the pleasure of working with. He's just a really cool, genuine, down-to-earth person, and he's very, very good at writing rap lyrics. I just wanted to make a song with him, and he was down, so then we did it. But yeah, Albie is a really cool person, and he's made a short film with my friend Sean that it was in Auckland recently, so he's definitely one to watch out for. I think he's a star. To be honest, a lot of making music is just trying to get close to other musicians that you admire, and this song was definitely me trying to get close to, the people we've already mentioned, Madlib. I think The Unseen by Quasimodo, like, just might be my favorite hip-hop record of all time. And I think that that song is definitely on those sort of vibes.
Now check it, it's the one known to be a murderer. 99 problems, but none of them are concerning. Your riffs to riff and spliffs to split. So I'ma burn it up, distracted by this outside noise. So I'ma turn it up. Who rocks grooves and makes moves with all the mommies? Big dude in the mood to make friends with everybody. Ladies are huffing and puffing up the heavy body. Excuse me if I come across rude or very cocky. Excuse my adolescence, excuse my many questions. I use too many lessons, I pop so many tensions. With all this pressing, I'm just looking for the answers. My afro is inspired by the Polynesian Panthers. I leave a legacy and pass on a candle. I say something stereotypical about a jandal. If you know my Instagram handle, please pray for me. Yeah, please pray for me, yeah, please pray for me. Yeah, again, I leave a legacy and pass on a candle. I say something stereotypical about a jandal. If you know my Instagram handle, please pray for me. Yeah, please pray for me. Please pray for
I'm
me.
Out now. Ask yourself this question. What I'm rocking is
when we roll.
No time for patience. I'm do it like that.
The Mr. Cool.
Flex more complex than Mozart's instrumental.
So most of these tracks I made in that year, in 2021, not most, but many. Roy is, he's like one of my best friends. He lives in Auckland now. He did the same thing. We've worked on theatre. We went to drama school. You know, we studied art making together. And we made a show together called Flames, which Albie was in. And it's a rap musical. It's a hip-hop musical. And that was spawned from us making tracks together that we never showed anyone because, you know, they probably weren't as good as the ones that we did release. And one of my earliest uploads to my Winona SoundCloud is the song Double Take that we made together. Me and him just have a very easy music creating language, even though because of the distance we now live apart from each other and our communication skills, we end up like taking ages to make something because we get so busy. And yeah, in addition to all of the stuff we've made before, I really like making music with Roy because he is a very, very good and particular lyricist, and he writes in a very complex, like, detailed way. And yeah, he's just a storyteller from the core of his being.
Shout out to Kirana with Winona. Shout out to Wendy's. There needs to be more Wendy's in Pondicherry. Shout out to Carl's Jr. Your burgers are good, but your prices suck. Shout out to Tyler, the creator. I feel like I can roast him and he'll be okay with it, so fuck you, Tyler. Is there more ad-libs to go?
201 special hit you up downtown. Don't run around. The special sounds of the killer class clowns as the glass trickles down from your second story window. The last diary written by the poor 80s widow. Don't fire me for poor writing. Give me your medal. And don't lift the heavy before it gets you unsettled. I recognize the ancient noise that makes one so little. So hop inside. You ain't shit tripping. You set fishing. Wanna know this attention, but no one's come to listen. My vision, a deep incision. A cut to pissing. Piss off all above and say amen when I'm finished. These men all diminish their image. Come out with it. No motherfucker, we ain't here playing with money, so quit it with all that whack shit. Tic tac toe, hat trick, Big Mac, whoa, big smoke. Two number nines at a pop of dough. Wanna blow your mind when it pops smoke. Ow. Take a bow with no wild, it's been a while now. How the fuck you file prison bars when your mind's out? Drive a truck into the wall, we getting you out. Choose the truck or the hole, make your mind up, pop low. Let's get home and rummage and stay low. And empty stomachs rampage through the city of angels. You know they love it, cascades we throw around. Watch your eyes go up and down. Fireworks to shoot up the sky and then we aim at your crown. It's the sound of our people laying down, they drown. Inside the sorrow of troops that flood our trenches. I'd like some french fries on the side to feed my dentures. Raise a glass up and cheers and hope the world don't end this year. But never fear, avoid your mind from all the complications. The misconceptions and theory lessons that do your head in. Have I got a lesson for you? So listen up, cause it's true. Don't ever fuck with nobody that never fuck with you. It's pick or choose or win or lose. Or if they loyal, they will choose. No matter win or lose,
It was always Ash and Pikachu. Now take a peek at you and all the people that surround you. If you're in a fucked up place, you best get out there soon, cause one of these days they'll take you down and bust you around and get you looking like a killer class clown. And that's the truth.
Huya Adiki is the alias of my partner Huya. So we live together, we've been together for a while now, and we've made a piece of theatre which actually played in Auckland earlier this year called Tuakiritia, that and this song. And she also did some of the instruments on a remix of Mars that I did. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that if you're with someone, you're going to spend a lot of time together. And me and her, both being actors, creative people, we like to make stuff together, and making our show was really fun. And this song is just an extension of that. The second half of the song I made like more than a year ago, and then the other half I made probably 7 months ago. I'm not actually sure. But yeah, making stuff with her is really fun, really easy. And yeah, it's like quite a genuine, pure kind of creative energy.
So tell them that I'm coming. Beat in your head, that'll keep your heart humming. Limp in the air like I'm trying to tell you something. Who is it? Me, Huya Adiki, we're known as baby. A fly, honey, maybe. I do this for the future generations to see. Completely, entirely, for my mana motu haki. I speak so eloquently in te reo Māori. Can these government pake understand nā kauri? Te taia, te whakamarama, te kupu hare hare. That last part there's for you, Jerry Brownlee.
Might not even have the word to express.
My mind becomes so useless. Every time you near me.
when I first met Marty there, we made music together for that theatre show, which all of which ended up on our EP, Idiot Check by Itsy Bubbers. Those tracks were produced for the theatre show that we were working on. And this one was different because we had already talked about turning those tracks into something else. So when I sent her that beat, it was more like, well, I just want to see what you do with it. And she recorded it. Again, this is another song that I recorded. Yeah, it was 2022. That was very early in our creative partnership, I guess. But that song, we did talk about being on the EP, and I had Thank Me Later in mind. And in 2022, I was like, well, I'm going to release Thank Me Later in like 2 months. So I'll put it on that. And then obviously I didn't for 2 years. So when I re-mentioned it to her that it was going to be released, she had to re-listen to it to remember what it was even like. So yeah, that sat really early in our creative collaborating. But I think it's one of my faves that we've made together, actually.
Because it's just about goodness and being a good person and doing what you want to do and you know, following your heart.
Yeah, I don't wanna miss me, no. I just wanna keep on going. Gotta get my mind on top. Gotta save my heart from slowing. I'm calling it in, letting it go. I'm traveling slow. And if I get it right, I think that's pretty neat. Stay alive. I'm out here just sitting on reminders. I'm the alarm clock with the clock timer. You'll never be too late for the ladder climber. Are you listening? Lean the recliner. Find the time to get your shit in order. Even if you gotta call work, get disordered. Even if you gotta tell the birds carry on. Cause life ain't shit without the days indoors. Close my borders, open up to the gardens. Clean the weeds and feed the plants cause they're starving. Only you can pick the way that they climb. Take some time so you'll just get left behind.
Time.
Yeah, take some time or you'll just get left behind, man. You ain't shit if you got no energy. Take some time, man. Yeah, I don't wanna lose me, no. I just wanna keep on going. Gotta get my mind on top. Gotta save my heart from slowing. I'm calling it in, letting it go. I'm traveling slow. And if I get
that's
okay, I'll just track him later. Thanks. Hello, Pepper Patty? This is Chuck. Chuck Brown.
Hi, Chuck. Boy, am I glad you called. Remember that short stub of yours called Snoopy? He's still here.
Take these words home and take it through.
Funky on the track.
Represent.
We go 1, 2, 3 to the fourth.
As I just do my thing.
Set it off.
Plain and simple.
I am the record making, the record breaking.
I'm
out, G.
Records you sell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's raw, it's raw. You know what I mean?
Yes, so could you repeat that as a beat? that I made. It's one of my favorite beats on the project. I wanted a friend of mine to record on it, and he was like, I would, but I'm busy, and I said, that's all good. And this song features Yas Music. Yas is he's from Avondale. He is like probably one of the most like tuned into Aotearoa hip hop I've ever met. We made a song with Roy because him and Roy are from West Auckland. That's how I met him. And I like Yas. I like his voice and the way that he writes. And I like that he sings on his tracks as well. He has a nice, all of his music has like a really nice feel to it. And I thought that he would suit this track because the sample is very warm and has like these like cool pads and keys on it. And I just knew that he would bring some sort of introspective rap lyrics to the table, and he did it. And I really like it. I like that song quite a lot.
Just to see role models on TV representing our culture and where we're from really inspired me to do what I want to do.
First time my teacher asked me that question, I said the head scratching. Chrysalis and even hatches. Still learning my 1, 2, 3s, my ABCs. The difference between you and me. So I done things to help the characters. Stay away from those who disparage us. For the hell of it, been through the ups and downs of this journey we call life. At the age of adolescence, caught things I couldn't see from hindsight. Father died, that pain went pinstripe through my windpipe. Man, I was just that type, but we still here. Lifting my hands, as for guidance of said cheers. All I could see was my mama's face, all burst tears. I think I know what I wanna do and what I wanna be. You were to ask me now or in the 2003.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
still
yeah,
be
yeah,
the same yeah, hands I knew all along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ages to a team.
Grow up,
a full 360.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm feeling
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, yeah,
and what's happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I wanna be when I grow up.
Ready to believe.
What is your name?
Causing your funky dough when you break it down. Break it down. Break it down.
Nothing's changed as I rap on Nothing's Changed. So that's the only track that is released that I rap on. Recording rap music that I've written, you know, personally from my perspective is not something I've done often. And I almost didn't put it on there because, yeah, I don't know. I've always enjoyed producing more than I've enjoyed rapping, but I thought I'd chuck it on there. So yeah, Nothing's Changed is me rapping. If that sells that song at all. I wrote something for fun because sometimes I write on beats that I've made just to see where they could go, and that one I liked, so I kept it.
Came in 2019, that was the year they had Tim up to Tinny. Young buck with his home in his eyes, weaving in and out of time and his head in the skies. It's a two-way mirror of experience, so mysterious. Hit up the cutties for some guidance on what's serious. Phones track, but don't help me relax. Too many voices talking at me, need to take a step back. Pitiko, pika, tufare toa, kahunga nuki te wairoa. Are you keeping score? Four rings and the good things they bring. Around my neck is green from what makes my heart sing. Another month, another day, another hour. Sweet 1 minute, then another turn sour. I can see the path ahead of me. Bright enough, it better be. Clocks turn, lessons learned. Send another letter G, cause really nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clocks turn, lessons learned, but really nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
My people.
the beat I made really quickly. I switched the drums up like 3 different times. Varea, who does the spoken part in the middle of it, I went to drama school with her too. She just has a really cool voice, and I wanted to put it on a song, so I did. My favorite part about that track is the Charlie Brown sample that I scratched on at the end. I like that song. It has a really hopeful, warm feel to it, so that's a song that I like quite a lot.
Nothing to choose you. This is going nowhere, and the universe is forgetting you, and I am remembering you. Not because I am caring. The beginning is moments ago, and the end is moments away. There is no time to forget before all is forgotten.
I wonder who that could be at this time of day.
Questions.
Yeah, You Do Know My Language, it's named after the Kendrick Lamar line. The string sample sounds like the end of a movie, and something about the way that it formulated just felt right for the ending, especially because it ends again with a Winona Ryder sample that I thought fit the mood that I was feeling at the time. Like, a lot of these songs I made in a very introspective time in my life where I was looking back and also forward at the same time. Graduating year of drama school gets you in like a really very calm but also introspective mindset. So that last track was like that. And I wanted Roy to rap on it because I had planned for him to be all over this project. So it felt right. And he wrote some stuff that is like some of my favorite on the album as well. It is one of those situations where your first instinct with something and then doing it just worked out. So I really like that song as well.
One shot for him. Two shots of Michael, 3 shots for the kid that never read out of his Bible, and 4 shots for every motherfucker in the building. If there ain't no ruckus, then there's no point in revealing the truth behind the walls, behind your back. Like John Wall, you're on attack, we on the clock, we playing tic-tac-toe. I better sit back before I block the passed out doors. You better stay back and knock first, leave the payment on the floor. 206 days since I left the institution, 206 ways to put my life in a conclusion. To sum it up now, I'm in a state of confusion. Confusion. We live it up how we in a state of intrusion. We relate to conversations of a 9 to 5. We hate the 9 to 5, act like we're 9 to 5. It's hard to find escape, wish life was born on a golden plate. Wish I was born on a golden state, wrapped around gold like Golden State. Hey, runs around in diamonds, open the bag and you know where to find them. Don't be so stagnant, make your move until you get stabbed in. What you gonna do? Red, ooh, spit it out, wipe it down clean. Fix yourself up and let the whole world see. Make your mistakes, you're on your way. Open the gates, you're running late, now you're a saint. We're born sinners, my only dream is I was born a winner. We were born sinners. And those born winners, congrats. Pat on the back, but I miss corned beef for dinner. Now I feel thinner in my mind and my body. And my soul still drunk from last night's party. And my head is hung, but not from the roof. Thank God, all the things I might do, but God.
I take a look at my life and it's real.
Yeah.
I take a look at my life and it's real.
Yeah.
I take a look at my life and it's real.
Yeah. As I walked out onto that floor, the heavens opened up their doors. They insisted that they wanted more. I resisted their mission, never listened, risked it. And a mistake that I mentioned the lessons that were given. I was giving up, pouring out my cup, not giving up. All these things I couldn't afford, leaving my family poor. Green sticker on the family Ford, pour liquor on the concrete floor. No figures now, I want more. These days always get faster. The more I go, I get sadder. The more I go, she gets sicker. Only want to get richer. Her kisses are richer than money. Dummy sounds when we're off it. Get your money up, not your funny up, how? Get your money up, not your funny up, how? How many decipher us, stand beside, hand in hand, they silence us, reminding us how our white picket fence divided us, a trauma luck, but I'm out of it, I give a fuck, but don't give a shit.
We're constantly, you know, this like bundle of, you know, anxiety and contradictions, and we're living in this time where we have no sense of what it would be like to be free. And to be able to, you know, just express ourselves in a more free way. Free way. Free way.
Kia ora, this is Winona, and you're listening to Totally Wired on BFM.